Good morning, Audio Boo. All one word here. Friday the 15th, I think it is now. I am ironing. Should have done it last night, but thought I needed a bit of a break, really. Been working pretty hard. Been working pretty hard of late, and so I downloaded and watched the film Noah. And you know, the main thing about that film is, well, I kind of, in the Bible, bearing in mind that I'm not a huge religious person, and that's absolutely no disrespect to anybody that is. And I'm not dissing it, but the Bible said that, I recall what the purpose of building the ark was for. However, that was all I could remember from the Bible story. And in the film Noah with Russell Crowe, which was all right, it was all right. I can't remember what happened as soon as the rains and the floods came, and Noah sailed off with his wife. But I'm pretty sure, I don't remember a story where there were fallen angels that were turned into kind of rock monsters called the Guardians, and I don't think that the king of the men folk kind of laid siege to the ark and managed to fight his way on board. And I'm pretty sure that Noah didn't, on his travels, Noah didn't pick up some young kid from a village that had just been slaughtered and take the kid on as his own. But there you go, that's Hollywood for you. Because we all kind of know the story. It was okay. Russell Crowe, a man... Oh, steam. Russell Crowe, a man, you either love him or you hate him. Oh, incidentally, if you're hearing sort of a kind of funny noise in your right ear, I think it should be your right ear. I've got some eggs on boiling, so that's what you can hear, as well as me ironing. But, you know, things like this, these biblical stories, these biblical films, or biblical stories that are made into films, it kind of brings about the whole debate again. Oh, for God's sake, this ironing log is not going very well today, and shirt's twisted. It brings about the whole debate again, doesn't it? And I was listening earlier on this morning there when I had Molly out the front exercising her. I was listening to Matt McColgan, and the driver of the car didn't apply the handbrake, and the car, ran away and then hit the lollipop lady woman who was sitting in a bush shelter. I think that was right. But what a freak accident. And this is what I'm on about. These little freak accidents or freak things and coincidences. So many coincidences. Okay, it was a freak accident, but it was also a coincidence that that woman was sat in that place, and the handbrake of that car wasn't put on, and it was aimed directly, but quite by coincidence, it was aimed directly at that bush shelter. And, It ran away with only enough force to, I would say, severely injure her and not kill her. I know it's a freak accident, but isn't that a coincidence? I suppose the coincidence is, could be linked to that woman's attitude. Is someone, the big man upstairs, watching her, and or the evil man downstairs, so to speak? It's such a freak thing. And, you know, I'm a believer in evolution rather than creation, because there is more evidence to suggest that, I suppose this is the agnostic in me now, there's more evidence to suggest that, you know, human beings were developed from, you know, these invertebrates, basically, weren't they? From this primordial gloop, and then everything kind of developed from fish, actually. I'm more of a believer in that than being created from Adam and Eve. And the reason why I say that is because we don't have proof these days. You know, we see in the Bible, and you know, I haven't read any other, and I don't have any other knowledge on kind of biblical publications, you know, the Quran and whatever anybody else has in their faith, and you know, that's absolutely no disrespect. I don't, you know, I'm not chinning that off as some kind of disrespect. I have no knowledge, and that's because of my Western upbringing, because of my English upbringing, because of my Northeastern upbringing, and because of the upbringing that I had in a very kind of, well, I don't even want to say in the community, but you know, the town that we lived in. there were a lot of miracles, weren't there? A lot of miracles. But do you think they were just stories of what actually happened? Do you think they were just stories? Are they going to talk about the Black Plague in 2,000 years' time as God was punishing people, so in order to rid the world of all evil, he developed this plague that killed everybody off? Because we just see it's a terrible disease that couldn't be treated, and it spread really quickly in London and beyond. It's funny, isn't it? You know, the floods that we had in Britain last year, these terrible floods, and you know, a couple of people died, but you know, caused all that destruction. In 2,000 years' time, will they talk about the floods? Will they talk about God cleansing the earth again? Is that, you know what I mean? It's a funny old thing. So, I will take you with me. I need to get a shift on, 7:45. Have to be in work in half an hour. But it just makes you think, you know, what is it all about? Is there a purpose to life? Do we need to be aiming towards something? Is it all a big test? You know, what is going on? Apparently the world was supposed to end by the yellow men in the east, said Nostradamus. He predicted a lot of things. A lot of them have come true. We're seeing war again. We're seeing suffering in northern Iraq again. We're seeing countries that want in the Far East that want to be seen to be
a nation of power when they won't actually communicate with the rest of the world. But then again, there's no need for them to be a nation of power. Okay. Molly, the cat, really, really, believe me when I say this, the cats do not want to play. Cats don't play. Or those cats don't play. They're old and they're grumpy. Yeah, so I just thought, you know, watching that film, it made me think that... What was the whole point? I think the whole point in that story was just, you know, to be good and kind to each other and just to get on. Is that not the moral of the whole story? I think so. And, you know, now that I get older, I'm kind of a lot more... I'd like to say less opinionated, because I am, believe you me, I am. You know, I just want everybody to get on. You know, I'm not really bothered about... when I say bothered, you know, I'm not really bothered about religion, that it should shape someone's life. I think that just getting on, being good and kind and helping other people, that should be the religion. I don't want to necessarily... state... I shouldn't say this. I'm not saying I shouldn't say it, but should we be bowing to a higher power? And the only reason I say that is because how many higher powers are there? Oh, look at all of the religions in the world. Where did they come from? I really don't mean to offend anybody on this. I think I'm just keeping an open mind. And for, you know, I know there are religious listeners, and I don't mean to cause, and I say this every time, I don't mean to cause any upset. You know, I'm not against religion at all. Not at all. I respect religion, but you've got all of these groups of people around the world, haven't you? And they've not necessarily their own God, because, you know, there are countries and communities that share the same God. But look at all the gods that are. And then you've still got people living in tribes in the jungles around the planet that, you know, have many gods. So there are a lot of religions out there that say there is only one God and our God is it, or, well, I'll say it, the God. Yeah, so that's why I just like to keep an open mind about things and just want to get on, be good, be kind, help people where I can, and for, you know, my children to have a decent upbringing with the same awareness, really. And I think, you know, if everybody in the world had that respect for each other, then there would be no wars, or you know, 99% of wars not, you know, centered around religion. You've got, you know, closer to home, we've got Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. I don't necessarily think it's the Republic of Ireland, actually. It's just Northern Ireland. And the two factions, oh, well, I'm going to say the two main factions. I know there's three or four, but there's two main factions, the Protestant and Catholic. And then you've got what's going on in the West Bank at the minute. Jewish people saying that it's their land, they've got a right to it. But something that still gets me right is, in the days of the writing of the wrong. I don't say the writing. Yeah, well, yeah, say the writing of the Bible. Why are people portrayed to be white, Western European-looking people when surely they would have been, you know, Arabic-looking? It's funny that. Am I wrong? I don't know. But yeah, religion. It's a funny old thing, and we still fight about it. Or we use it as an excuse, I think. And when I say we, I'm talking about the people on this planet. Well, if I do publish this boo, I really don't mean to cause offence. I just think it's a very thought-provoking subject, born out of a film. That invariably a lot of religious people are going to watch. So, there we have it. Thanks for listening.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
Out.